Hi, I'm Guy. This is the Guy R. Cook Report. It's the one you've probably heard about from somebody someplace. The Friday wrap-up, if they haven't told you already, is the conclusion of the week's episodes of the podcast. And let's get to it. The remarkable way Firefox DNS over HTTPS works to protect you. It's a little bit better than the regular DNS requests that are made by your browser when you're using the secure protocol. And the way that Firefox has done that is spelled out in the show notes. If you go to the Guy R. Cook Report, podbean.com, we'll have a link to that and all the other things we're going to talk about, including what do you do after you install Gallium OS on that old Chromebook. So you got a Chromebook. Mine was an Acer C720, and of course, time marched on and Google quit supporting. Okay, there was no longer any updates for that Chromebook. What to do? It's still powered up, still turned on, still worked great. So in YouTube, I found this video on how to install Gallium OS. And the unique thing about the Gallium OS Linux distribution is it's built for the chipsets that are used by the Chromebook. So it works really, really well. I would venture to say it's as good as I've seen Linux run on a Chromebook as far as how much memory was used, how many resources are used up when you open tabs and different applications. You can look at the settings and see how much memory is being used, and not very much. It's pretty cool. The remarkable top 14 Instagram tricks and tips, those are put together by somebody that knows what they're talking about. I'll say it again, theguyrcookreport.podbean.com. We'll have that link and all the rest. The best video editors for Linux. Some of you may have been keeping up and know that I'm a little bit paranoid by having all the eggs in one basket. It was good to have a backup system for doing a podcast. And in looking at video editors, it was after I recorded the episode in Linux using Kazam, then what editor do I use? Like if I want to add background music, which I haven't done yet, or some other feature, transitions and so forth. Well, there's some good suggestions made. Many of them are freeware. And so I would implore you to take a look at the show notes, scroll down through all the rest of the best. And thanks again to the patrons who support the Guy R. Cook Report. You have a good weekend. It's a wrap.